Biden imports record number of migrants in August. By Neil Monroe on September 24, 2023. President Joe Biden's migrant inflow in August broke several records, including record inflows of all migrants, Mexicans, and non-working dependents. The inflow is likely to break more records during September because Democrats and their business allies are inviting a vast number of migrants to take wages, housing, school slots, and government aid that would otherwise go to Americans, including millions of sick, alienated, or old Americans who have been discarded by employers and government officials. The poverty-expanding migrant inflow is not caused by foreign disasters and poverty but by the U.S. government's radical pro-business policy. Watch, Texas military convoy heads to ground zero of resurgent border crisis. We're significantly expanding legal pathways to entry so businesses can get workers they need, Biden admitted on September 21 during a speech to the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. Folks, we fundamentally changed the direction of our economy to grow it from the bottom up. Biden will likely release a record 3 million migrants into the United States by the end of the government's September 30 to October 1 accounting year. That illegal inflow is almost one migrant for every American birth. Overall, the huge inflow of legal and illegal inflow migrants will likely hit 4.5 million migrants in 2023. That nation-changing inflow imports up to roughly 9 migrants for every 7 American births. The records. 1. Biden's deputies welcomed about 260,000 migrants across the border in August, or 23 times the inflow of 11,652 migrants in October of 2020, or fiscal year 2021. That date was President Donald Trump's last full month before his defeat in the 2020 election. The 260,000 arrivals in August 2023 include 232,972 migrants allowed across the border as Title VIII migrants, plus the monthly inflow of roughly 30,000 migrants each month who are being invited to fly into U.S. airports from their home countries. 2. Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, also welcomed 55,502 Mexican migrants, even though he has the legal authority to send the migrants back over the border. This is an 11-fold jump from December 2020, which was Trump's last month in office, when 4,758 Mexicans were allowed across the border. Mayorkas is accepting more Mexican migrants in exchange for cooperation from Mexico's pro-migrant government, which is now helping to regulate, not stop, the flow of worldwide migrants across its territory. The Mexicans' cooperation minimizes the media visibility of Biden's global inflow into American society. 3. Mayorkas is also extracting more migrants from the Central American countries of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. This flow has jumped from 3,766 in December 2020 under Trump, up to 79,190 in August 2023. That growth marks a 21-fold increase by Biden. 4. Mayorkas is also expanding the number of migrants that use his CPB1 cell phone app to ask for appointments at the official gates at the border. The gates are managed by the Office of Field Operations, OFO, and they processed 51,913 migrants in August, up 47-fold from the 1,106 migrants admitted by OFO during Trump's last full month. 5. The chart also shows a record inflow of women and children, nearly all of whom are trying to join men who were allowed into the United States in prior months. The inflow of dependents reached 131,144 in August, up 60 times from the inflow of 2,162 in October 2020. Missing data. Importantly, this inflow of 260,000 migrants does not include the gotaways who sneak across the border to avoid the registration and release process. That number was likely above 50,000 in August. Nearly all of the gotaways are young men, including many fathers who plan to bring their wives and children to the United States after working for a year. Overall, the 2023 inflow of gotaways is likely to hit 600,000 in 2023. That means Biden's deputies will have encouraged the inflow of 3 million economic migrants in 2023 across the southern border. The numbers also ignore the huge inflow of about 500,000 legal migrants and 1 million visa workers in 2022. The numbers also hide the indirect and direct economic costs of migration. For example, Biden's offer of temporary amnesty to Venezuelans is likely to encourage more Venezuelan migrants into Americans' jobs, neighborhoods, and schools. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites and the establishment to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. In many speeches, Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country, Mayorkas claims. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.